the ocean of dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned. اللهم عظم بلائي وأفرط بي سوء حالي وقصرت بي أعمالي وقعدت بي أغلالي وحبسني عن نفعي بعد آمالي وخدعتني الدنيا بغرورها ونفسي بجنايتها. Brothers and sisters, we were discussing this part of the Kumail supplication. وخدعتني الدنيا بغرورها ونفسي بخيانتها ومطالي. And the world with its delusions deceived me, وَنَفْسِي بِخِيَانَتِهَا, and my soul with its offenses and my dilly-dallying have deceived me. In the previous episodes regarding this part of the Kumail supplication, we discussed the phenomenon of soul. We tried to have a look at the concept of soul from different perspectives. And we concluded that in general, if our soul, if the desires of soul are not reigned, it would change into lust. And if wisdom is not to control this lust, it transgresses. It leads to insanity. And this insanity will be visible throughout the people's behaviors, throughout their purposes, and throughout their lifestyles. The Almighty Allah has created the human beings with different desires. In the previous episode, we discussed some of them. Now, for example, let's consider freedom. Freedom is another instance of desires that the Almighty Allah has created. Freedom is the fruit of life, and it is the prerequisite of all humans' wills. Because freedom it is that prevents the human beings from being limited by others' wills. But this innate tendency should be used wisely. This want of freedom, this blessing of freedom, if it is used excessively, it leads to chaos. And if it is inadequately used, it will cause captivity. It will cause you to be oppressed. Another example is the instinct of loving wealth. It is a decent one to the extent that it does not lead to malice. On one hand, and illegal activities such as theft and gambling to gain it on the other. So the best position in relationships with others is good morality, which should be kept in a moderate state, not to violate anyone's rights.
Oh Allah, my trials and sufferings have increased and my evilness has worsened. My good deeds have diminished and my misdeeds have become firm. And remote hopes restrain me from profiting with good deeds. And the world has deceived me with its allurements. And my own self has been affected by treachery and my delay. Therefore, my Lord, I ask you by your greatness not to let my sins and my misdeeds veil my supplications from you, and not to disgrace me by exposing those of which you have knowledge, nor to hasten my retribution for those vices and misdeeds committed by me in secret, which were due to evil-mindedness, ignorance, excessive lustfulness, and my negligence.
Thank you, Allah. So good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God speaks with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
All these desires, like sociability and happiness, they are put in the nature of human beings. And they are good and acceptable to the extent that they do not turn into unsuitable mockery. You are allowed to be happy, and you are made to be happy absolutely in hereafter and to some extent in this world. But it is only acceptable if you are not violating the rights of some others. Mentioning friends' virtues is encouraging them to goodness, but it should not lead to flattery. So this is the kind of perspective, this is the kind of description that Islam has got from the different desires. These desires are all controlled by the self, by the soul, and if they are reined by wisdom, logic, and intellect, they can be put to good use. The Holy Quran has also got some descriptions for the soul that emerge due to human inattention to the religious and moral facts. Sometimes it is referred to as the carnal soul, or the corrupting soul, or the reducing soul. Now, let's have a look at some of these Quranic verses containing the descriptions of the soul. For example, the Holy Quran says, "Inna an-nafsa la'ammaratun bis-su' illa ma rahima rabbi." Most surely, man's soul is prone to evil. "Illa ma rahima rabbi." Unless my word do bestow his mercy. Or elsewhere it says, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّهَا وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّهَا. And he will indeed fail who corrupts the soul. Or it says, وَمَنْ يَرْغَبُ عَنْ مِلَّةِ إِبْرَاهِيمِ إِلَّا مَنْ سَفِهَ نَفْسَهَا. And who forsakes the religion of Abraham but he who makes himself a fool. So this is the kind of fooling soul that the Holy Quran is describing. Brothers and sisters, we will, God willing, continue to discuss this part of the Kumayas application in the next episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
I wish to be the most close to you.